Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. May the force be with you. Chad Moutray is here. Chad's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, coming up on a dozen years. He's been joining us. And we first knew him when he was a chief economist over at the SBA. Did an outstanding job over there. And they still miss him over there, by the way. And now he's the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers, NAM. NAM.org, and we're the happy beneficiaries of his monthly report on how things are going out there across the manufacturing sector, and he's here with another report for us today. Chad Moutray, welcome back to the show.
It's always good to be on your show, Jim.
It's good to have you back,
sure,
as always.
Staying nice and warm on this nice cold day.
Hey, Chad, I noticed that some of your indicators are matching up with other indicators out there in terms of economic sentiment. We just reported on, our buddy Bill Dunkelberg with the NFIB, fellow economist of yours.
Yeah.
He was just on the show earlier this week, and his indicators about small business align with your indicators about small business and consumers and an economy that not too long ago seemed to be perking up a little bit, maybe sputtering a little bit. What do you think?
Well, you know, his small business optimism index went over 100 for the first time in many years, which, as you know, is a sign of health in the sector. And then it bounced back this month.
Yeah,
and
bounced
I think,
down.
You know, I think in general, I think you're seeing that for manufacturers as well. You know, when we surveyed our members in December, they were extremely optimistic about their outlook this year. You know, 2-year highs in terms of, you know, what they're expecting in terms of sales, the exports, et cetera. And yet, since then, we've also seen it kind of pull back a little bit. I think you've seen, because of the dollar, because of, you know, global weakness, because of the port strike on the West Coast, not strike, but port slowdown on the West Coast, as well as other factors, I think that, you know, we've seen some softness here more recently.
What do you think?
Well, I think, you know, in general, I still think that manufacturers are mostly upbeat in their outlook this year, but I do think that, you know, there are a number of headwinds that are facing the sector, and I just listed many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Consumers also continue to be relatively cautious, even though, certainly we've seen progress in the economy. And so I think, you know, we're still in that situation where, there's still anxieties out there, and I think that, wherever there is optimism, I think it's cautious optimism. I still think it's possible for us to get GDP growth of 3% this year. Although
really?
I think
average.
Average
for the year.
For the year, although
wow,
I think
you're that, the I you're think, you're the optimistic one.
Although I think that those downside risks that I mentioned earlier could pull that back to something closer to upper twos. But you know, I'm still you know, glass half full. I think it's possible. You know, if we do
isn't
get 3%,
Isn't it kind of sad, and doesn't it make you feel sad that here we are 6 years after the end of the last recession, that we're acting like we'd become all a Twitter if the economy got actually lurched to 3% a year? There's something wrong with that, isn't there?
I mean, if we did get 3% this year, it'd be the first time since 2005. So it's a 10-year high, and that really, I guess, speaks volumes
You just described what some people could call, and I'm kind of calling it that, and I have been calling it that for a couple of years now. I've been saying we're in the middle of a lost decade.
Well, certainly we you know, last year, had it not been for the first quarter, we would have had 3% for the year. But, you know,
We were negative 2 the first quarter.
We were negative 2 the first quarter. We had 2.4 growth for the year as a whole. Again, that first quarter really colored the whole average. and so I think, you know, we've kind of been in that situation where we come into a year with a lot of optimism and then things go wrong. And we have that deja vu feeling, and I think some folks are having that deja vu feeling again. And that's why those, you know, those downside risks really matter.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you poll your folks, you differentiate between big manufacturers and small manufacturers.
We do,
right?
We do.
And so when you talk about your small business optimism, you're talking about your small business members, aren't you?
I am, and you're right. I guess because of that bias for me being at the SBA for so long, smaller manufacturers are optimistic, but not quite as much as the larger counterparts.
Yeah, I want to talk about some of the issues that they're all facing when we come back after these messages, some are economic and some are man-made. 2020, right back with Chad Moutre. He's with the National Association of Manufacturers. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.